This is Real Estate News with Kathy Fedke.
Florida realtors are celebrating a new law that makes it easier for property owners to remove squatters. It's become a crisis situation across the nation when squatters take control of a property and claim they are the victims. Florida has changed that, but property owners need to protect themselves from the illegal occupation of their rightful homes. I'm Kathy Fedke, and this is Real Estate News for Investors. Florida is the first to pass a law that eliminates so-called squatter rights. The Florida Realtors Association says it was a 2024 priority to get this law passed, and Governor Ron DeSantis signed it on March 27th. Under this new law, the property owner must first ask the unauthorized occupants to leave. If these people don't leave, the property owner can file a complaint with the police after they show proof of ownership. The property owner must also pay a civil eviction fee and an hourly rate to the officer involved with the removal. The law does not apply to current or former tenants. The law implements the following violations. Number one, a first-degree felony for the unauthorized selling or renting of a home. Two, a second-degree felony for trespassing and causing more than $1,000 in damage. And three, a first-degree misdemeanor for a false statement to get control of the property. The Florida law was passed shortly after a viral video on TikTok by an influencer telling his followers that it's perfectly legal to take possession of unoccupied homes. Leonel Marino is from Venezuela and says to fellow immigrants, "If a house is not inhabited, we can seize it." According to the New York Post, Marino also boasted that he has 7 friends who've already taken about 7 homes. His video has attracted millions of views, but is also getting a lot of pushback on TikTok from people who say not so fast, including people who say that lawmakers need to respond with much tougher laws against squatters. New York is one of the states with more lenient laws, but a state senator has introduced a bill that would toughen it up. Just a few weeks ago in Flushing, New York, a situation involving squatters blew up in the news, with the landlady being led away in handcuffs because she'd try to throw the squatters out of her home. The illegal occupancy began with someone posing as a realtor who rented the home to another person who says he thought everything was legit. He had his own place to live, but wanted to take advantage of a program that would pay $1,000 a month to people who rented rooms to immigrants. The program does not exist, though, although it was talked about. After the confrontation between the property owner and the squatter has been refusing to leave until the property owner pays for upgrades that he made to the home. At this point, he's claiming to be the victim. Meanwhile, the rightful owner is trying to reclaim a million-dollar property she inherited from her parents. That's just one of the many examples of how squatters are trying to claim vacant properties as their own. Many rent control laws grant rights to people who've occupied a home for more than 30 days, even though it was supposed to be a temporary situation. And when it comes to winning ownership permanently, there are at least 10 states that will legally give properties to squatters who've been there long enough. The laws generally say they need to have squatted for 20 years, but in South Carolina, squatters only have to wait 10 years. So what can you do to protect yourself against squatters who might trespass onto your unoccupied or remote properties? Well, one of the best ways is to set up a surveillance system with cameras so you know that someone's on your property. The faster you move to remove them, the easier it will be. If you do see someone on your property without authorization, call police and make a report. Also, request that an officer be there with you when you ask the squatters to leave. This will help protect you against violence and give you proof that you're taking action. Police presence is also a great way to motivate someone to leave. You should also know your rights and the rights of squatters, if they have them, for the area where your property's located. If squatters don't leave when you ask them to, you may have to file an eviction notice and take them to court. And make sure you have an attorney who's experienced with property rights law. The Florida anti-squatting law will take effect on July 1st. Well, that's it for this episode. We've posted links to some of these stories in the show notes if you'd like to read more about it. Just go to newsforinvestors.com. And I also want to remind you, we have our live event on May 4th in San Francisco. If you'd like to learn more how to protect yourself when buying rental properties, we'll have a total of 6 property teams giving presentations, including 2 from Florida, where the new anti-squatting law will help protect your properties. There's also a cocktail party afterwards so you can mix and mingle with those property teams. Get more details and sign up before it sells out at newsforinvestors.com. I'm Kathy Fetke. Thanks for joining me here on Real Estate News for Investors.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to newsforinvestors.com.